Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trillteo, and I'm here with the Ghetto Flower, Fresh Flower Podcast. You already know what it is. Got my main man Q in the building. What's good, partner?
What's going on, bro? We got another special guest. We at the Foxhole. Shout out my boy Logan.
Hey, shout out Logan. Audio. Shout out Foxhole Creative Studios. Check them out if you're in Chicago. Definitely tap in. But yeah, man, like you said, Q, we got a very special guest in the building. The one and only Tamar Mitchell.
Hey. What's the word?
Hell yeah, man.
What's the word, y'all?
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Thank y'all for, you know what I'm saying, inviting me.
Of course, bro. It's been long overdue, so a little backstory. And I'll let you speak more to it too tomorrow. But you were the first place winner at the Columbia Chicago Biggest Mouth competition. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I know, unfortunately, we didn't get to have your band in the building today, but you won that competition with your band. So how does that feel?
It felt good, honestly. Like, we was preparing for this opportunity and recording with y'all, like this is something that I really wanted. So honestly, it was a win-win situation. And like, me and my band, we was happy about the outcome. So yeah.
Nice. How did that feel, like, you know, being able to, you know, put on a good show for not only like the students at Columbia, but also like, you know, you won it. Like, you won the competition.
That was honestly a turning point for me personally. Like, I wanted to show my full ability, like, as an artist. And I felt like I never had that chance or that opportunity. So Biggest Mouth was, like, one of those moments, like, this is me type deal.
That's dope.
And
that's
we
dope.
Came, like, hard with it, so.
No, y'all really did. Yeah. Y'all really did. Like, I remember, like, at the end, when they were sort of, like, you know, listening to the audience to sort of gauge who was the better performer. Yeah. And when they said y'all name, like, the whole building kind of like shut down. Everybody was turned. So I was like, oh yeah, they got that in the bag, like, definitely. So let's take it back for a second. Like, you know, even before your days at Columbia, like, tell us a little bit about your upbringing and how sort of music became a part of your life.
Yeah, so it started young, like when I was like 11, a little bit before that. My uncles and all of them was playing like instruments, either they sing or play. So at family gatherings, they really just expressed their love for music through playing or singing. So me growing up, you know what I'm saying, seeing that, me and my brothers, and we all do the same thing, either play, sing, or rap. So we all just been in the music for a minute. And when it comes to school, my whole thing was sports. At first, like, I was a track star, and something that prohibited me from like continuing track was my bleeding disorder. So that's something that's always been like heavy in my family, for real, with me and my brothers. So during that time, like, once it was a point where I got injured, and music was always there. So it was like my outlet. Aside from like gaming and stuff like that. So I view music as like this is what I'm gonna do for real, like full time. Because my body wasn't ready for, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just continuing track. Cause I had a goal in high school with track. It was just to get to state, win state, you feel me?
Yeah.
But once that injury happened, you know what I'm saying, I had to change. You know what I'm saying? Things around.
Yeah.
And it was all in divine timing. Like, when I got to college, I was still studying music. I just dove deep, like, real deep into it. My senior year, I took everything serious, like, playing piano and singing. And mainly, playing keys was, like, my focus, because I've been singing for so long. Like, my mom just been teaching me. So, basically on how, like, to breathe. So she taught me that, like, my upbringing. Oh, stop. Hit the mic. But yeah, she taught me that. So keys was like my betterment, like, okay, to better me as an artist. But my strong suit is songwriting, and a lot of people don't know that. But and that came with school, like, me experiencing life for real.
Yeah.
Dove deep. And then getting to Columbia, I just took it up.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I was just ready. still ready at this moment, like, to reach stardom, for real. And, yeah, I gave it about a year.
So how long have you been, like, you know, actually making and putting out music for?
Since senior year. Okay. I actually released a project my senior year, and it was called Life Begins. And I still perform, like, some of those songs, but I took it off
the streaming platforms
because the quality of it. And I was like, because it was to a point where I seen myself, you know what I'm saying, reach a certain level, like, of excellence. And that's not on no, like, cocky stuff or nothing like that, but it's like, I seen what my music can do, you feel me? So I got to bring out, like, the best quality. Mm-hmm. So I took that out. People was kind of frustrated about it because the songs was cold.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I had to be real with myself. And that was a moment where I just took my career more serious than what I was already doing. So now you can see, like, quality work, for real.
Yeah, yeah. That's very interesting, Q, because that's something we talk about as well, like, you know, being very critical of yourself when it comes to putting stuff out, because you know that obviously people are going to judge you and people may perceive you a certain way based on what you put out. So I feel like as creators, you know, we're all sort of, like, hyper aware about like what it is we do, how we do it, and you know, is it quote unquote perfect?
Exactly. And I feel like you're even more critical because of, like, you know, like you just brought up, like, you're definitely musically inclined. Like, you know a lot about, you know, music, and, like, you're even more critical because you're like, damn, like, I know the songwriting. So you're like, shit, I wish, you know, I know, like, this part can't be weak. You feel me?
Yeah,
I got to end off strong. I got to do this. I got to do that, because you even know more about the music.
Yeah.
And like that, you know, this brings me to this question. Like, what was the hardest part of, like, you know, you first learning music? Like, what was, like, the hardest part? Because you brought up a lot of different things you could do in that short amount of time span. So, like, what was the hardest part?
I would say, dang, I lost my thought, my chain of thought.
I know you're too talented, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, genius.
But I know there was a part you, like, damn, like, you know, like, maybe, like, if it's, like, making a hook or something, like what was that?
No, actually, the hardest part of this whole process was two things. Was practicing and figuring myself out, like, knowing who I am.
I feel you, you know what I'm saying?
So even, like, just recently, I figured, you know what I'm saying, who I am. Like today, that was very pivotal, you know what I'm saying, in my career.
Yeah.
Just to know who you are and what you like to do. It's simple, but it can go a long way. Yeah. So, like, and practicing. Honestly, I just didn't like practicing, but, like, it's necessary. Because when you think about it, music, like, changed people's lives, like, for real.
Hell yeah, and,
The atmosphere, like, in live settings, like, you have power right there.
Yeah, so it's like, dictates a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So just knowing that, you know what I'm saying, it drives you to, like, really do the work, honestly. Yeah.
Especially someone like yourself who's very musically inclined. Like, you can sing, you can songwrite, you can play instruments. How does, like, so you say, like, practicing. What is, like, practicing for you? And how do you, I guess, incorporate it into your sort of everyday life as an artist?
Reading, journaling, and on the keys, sitting down, like, 2 hours throughout the day or an hour, because life be heavy, you feel me?
Exactly.
So you can't practice all the time, but, like, when I had that time to just sit down and, like, on the keys or whatever, I'm really tuned in, like, tapped into, you know what I'm saying, the atmosphere of music. Yeah.
So, what was the first song you learned how to play on the keys?
It was, dang.
Yeah, we seen you getting it in over there on the piano over there.
Dang, what's that song?
He trying to find the melody.
Oh, Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
I had to think of the name.
That's dope. Did you teach yourself that or did someone teach that to you?
Nah, my mom's taught me that. Like, okay. She don't even play keys. Yeah. That was the first song. She sang. She in the gospel world. So that's how I grew up.
Okay, yeah.
In the gospel scene. So she taught me that song. And then it was a guitarist at my church. He played for Gladys Knight.
Ooh.
He introduced me like to the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to LA, I auditioned for, I don't know, I'm like jumping stories.
No, you're good. We're all ears.
I auditioned for The Voice. Okay. And then when I went out there, I met Benjamin Wright. And he's one of my mentors. And if y'all don't know about him, he's a like an orchestra leader.
Okay.
And that's, you know what I'm saying, one of the people I look up to. But yeah, they all just, I had multiple teachers throughout my, you know what I'm saying, throughout my career and stuff, just tapping into what they saying. Mm-hmm. And just really listening and stop, you know what I'm saying, being, you know, bad all the time. Mm-hmm.
So auditioning for The Voice, how was that? Like, what song did you sing?
It was Beautiful by Molly Music.
Mm.
I made it to the second round, but I could tell I wasn't ready, honestly. And that's what Benjamin was telling me. Like, it was that hard type of love. Like,
what do you mean by you wasn't ready?
Yeah, exactly.
It was confidence. Mm. Like, I wasn't confident in myself.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, wow people. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Wow the judges. So, I felt, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I was ready. It was just like, but I didn't have that oomph that I needed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And that all came with knowing yourself. So that was just another lesson that I needed to learn.
Yeah.
For real.
I feel you. So that was like the learning experience from that.
Yeah,
I needed better. I feel you. That's dope. And like, you know, coming off of, you know, you like starting out like with the gospel background, like what really made you want to like, you know, actually like pursue music, like other than, you know, the gospel background? Because I know there was some music that you heard, you all like, I could do this. You feel me? I could sound like this.
Thanks. Really? Shoot. Man. I want to say, it was definitely Prince. Like being in a gospel scene, like I wanted to really just reach a lot of people. Like, not saying gospel don't reach people, but I seen it more on the pop scene.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up as a Prince fan, Chris Brown, all of them, I wanted that. You know what I'm saying? I seen myself doing that. Like, I watched Purple Rain for I don't know how many times. Like, at least 50, for real. So I just wanted that lifestyle. And it's slowly becoming, you know what I'm saying, coming to light.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a moment for me.
How did that? So you said you put out like that project. What was it, your senior year of high school?
Yeah.
What was like the reception on that? Because you said you took it down now, but like during that time, did you feel like it was good enough? And how were people receiving it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely felt like it was good enough. It was it was all within the title. Life Begins. Like, I was ready for this lifestyle. And I was getting rid of like negativity in my life. And just tapping into me. So this new project that I just released not too long ago, I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago, Same Old Returns. It's about that same type of vibe, almost. It's about cycles and getting out of cycles. So same type of vibe, just, you know what I'm saying, knowing yourself and life beginning.
Yeah.
For real.
Do you feel like, let me take it a step back, like I feel like you know, you've been on this journey of a lot of like self-discovery and really like trying to understand who you are as a person, who you are as an artist. Do you feel like that mission is complete, or are you still on that journey with, you know, really figuring out who you are and becoming that person fully?
Nah, I'm forever on that journey. For real. Because we always changing.
Yeah.
So like just recently, like I'm studying Ifa. And I just found out I'm a child of Olakun. And I've been mysterious in a lot of ways, similar to him. So, or they, because he don't go by, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not a, it's just an entity. But yeah, sure.
Always learning, always growing. Exactly. Like, that's something just about just life in general, you know, even...
Yeah.
Take the creative stuff out of it. Like you're constantly, like you said, on a journey to figure out who you are and what you want to become. And experience helps build that. Experience sort of smooths out that rock and turns it into a nice shiny stone. So,
exactly. Yeah, and you always gotta, you know, like take different steps in different areas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's very important to be uncomfortable. You feel me?
100%.
Yeah, and like another thing I want to ask you is like, how did you like get together with your band? Because that's another like step in a direction where it's like, you know, you're by yourself for the most part when you're an artist, but like, you know, you get with a band, it's like a whole different vibe. So like how did that come about?
So at Columbia,
really?
my keyboardist, well, the first one, because I got two keyboardists, well, plus me, so. But him, he's we was in gospel choir, and he brought me on to the gospel band. And at that time, I was still playing for church, so I was really just learning, just learning from him, and loved the way, you know, he like orchestrates or like flip music into his own. So. He was definitely a member. And my little brother, he plays bass. He's not the youngest, but close to it. But yeah, he played bass for me. And all of them I met through Columbia, for real. The, like the singers, all of that. So yeah, it was crazy.
How much do you think, you know, going to such a creative school and, you know, being around creative individuals has really like impacted you as an artist? Do you feel like from the connections you've made, it has really like helped prepare you for, you know, next steps?
Yeah, I felt like honestly at Columbia, definitely when I first started, like it was more competitive. But we all love that competitive spirit in a loving way. So I really rock with a lot of people from Columbia because of that. You know, it was still grind time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like we in the same position. So we all elevating together.
Yeah.
So so the connections there, you know what I'm saying, still last to this day.
Yeah. No, that's good. Definitely, you know, embraced it. Cause, you know, sometimes people kind of take like, you know, everyone for themselves, sort of crabs in a bucket kind of mentality. You said that it was friendly competition. It was out of love and, you know, out of, you know, everyone improving and getting better. So, no, that's great. And that's great that you were able to meet sort of your bandmates there and y'all locked in.
Yeah, facts.
So.
Yeah, because you don't even realize there's so many times I hear people, like, doing shows and I'm like, damn, I don't have a this person. I don't have a that person.
Yeah,
I need a drummer. I need a bassist.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good that you know what I'm saying, got that foundation and that y'all could, you know, branch off to other people that could do the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, low-key.
Cause yeah, that's hella dope. But like what's like the music you're gonna drop like moving forward? Like what's that looking like, bro?
So it's real spiritual based. And it's still coming to self, knowing who you are as a person and stuff. But it's more on a like this project I got coming out. I got an album that I'm working on, but I'm releasing a single first.
Okay.
But the whole project entirely is about Oshun and the Lost Souls. So, what's that? I mean, And what I'm saying, like, with that whole thing is that it's a lot of lost people, you know what I'm saying, in our generation. Don't know which way to go type deal. Definitely in Chicago, you'll see that. Just, you know what I'm saying, just lost individuals or, you know what I'm saying, honestly, just not knowing, for real.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So, this project brings light to that, you know what I'm saying, the mm-hmm. lost soul, and women, like respecting women, for mm-hmm. real. Because I felt like, in a way, we lost that as a generation, so.
True.
I'm just tapping back into love, like, back to love, like how Chris cool. Brown did it.
Yeah, he said love. He said like Diddy. Yeah, Diddy, his project Love.
Yeah. Would you consider yourself like, you know, I can already tell like you're very spiritual, but how are you tapped in with like your emotions? And do you show that a lot in your music?
Yeah. I show it more in my music than in person. Like a lot of people feel like they can't read me. Well, until I talk, honestly, to get a good grip on me, but. I show it more in my music. Definitely, you will see a lot of sides to me, like my mad side. I got a song called Mood Swings. I'm just going off, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And musically, it's tapping into a lot of different genres.
Okay.
Like one of my guitarists, he mainly do rock, and I'm like on the edge. Sometimes when it comes to singing, so I like a edgy type of feel, and then I like some soft stuff. You feel me? For a woman, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
So yeah, so like, I definitely this project is real, like specific on emotion, and I'm trying to definitely gear people towards, you know what I'm saying, seeing the light of these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ups and downs. It's a roller coaster for real. So Oshun and the Lost Souls is definitely gonna be one. For real.
So
feel you.
So what was your like process, or in general, what's like your typical songwriting process when you're making songs for yourself? Like, are you the type of person that you kind of, you know, go into hibernation when you're working on music, or are you really like out there with your people and engaging? Do you like privacy? What's your sort of flow when it comes to actually making and writing music?
Literally living. Like,
living, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got multiple ways of making music. Some comes through journaling, and others just come from just sitting still, you know what I'm saying? In my room, playing a beat on the keys type deal. And some just come from, you know what I'm saying, talking to somebody. Like, I'll record something like a voice memo or whatever, like after a conversation, even if I'm in the shower, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
singing melodies
real quick,
and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like voice memos honestly
mm-hmm.
save you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do it a multitude of ways, for real.
Yeah. I always like to ask people that question because, you know, everyone kind of has their own way of, you know, getting that energy flowing and get those creative juices coming. And sometimes it's just sporadic, like just randomly.
Yeah.
Like you got to really experience stuff to get it out of you.
Yeah. So, and sometimes it's really like I bring school into it because I did take a songwriting class too.
Okay.
So if I want to structure it like that, I could.
Yeah.
So I do it either way. Or if I'm just free flowing, set the song up the way, you know what I'm saying, how it's supposed to be freely.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. That's 100. But other than the your project that you got coming out, like, is there anything else that you're working on or anything else that you're doing?
I've been traveling a lot, doing speaking events and stuff.
Ooh,
like that.
Yeah, what should you be speaking
big.
About?
About my disorder.
That's
oh, okay.
big. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, you should do that.
So
yeah, keep doing that.
I'm trying to build like a community of, you know, hemophiliacs, or people with a disability.
Hell yeah.
Just to, you know what I'm saying? Saying that you could do whatever you put your mind to. And I'm thinking about going to the Caribbean for a little bit of time. And that'll help me really write this project out too. So yeah. And that's on some gardening type work. So like,
oh, word, okay.
I've been tapping into like different stuff recently.
Hey, well, gardening, you want a fresh flowers podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. But no, that's perfect. We'll end on that note, man. We appreciate you. And we're going to be looking for that project, bro. And we definitely appreciate you coming through. Yeah.
And congrats. Yeah,
thank y'all too, man.
Yeah, congrats for real. But we out. Fresh Rollout Podcast, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Mar.
Peace.
Oh.